how to approach him. Srila Prabhupada once said, the only prayer which will make one happy in Krishna consciousness is, my dear Lord, please give me the strength to serve you. So, in particular, the strength which we need in order to serve Krishna comes from Balaram, or Balaram who appears as Nityananda, or from the spiritual master who is the representative of Lord Balaram. The Mundaka Upanishad says, Balahina, something. Yes. That is, only by spiritual strength you can obtain Krishna. It's not by the strength of your body, nor is it by the strength of your intelligence. We could see this well last night, when from one moment to the other, we became helpless people lying or being situated on the side of the road, vomiting and other things helplessly. There was a dog with me who accompanied me and who was very helpful in giving some personal affection to me, and I thought, Sachinanda Swami, what is the difference between you and him at this particular moment? You are both suffering. So it is not that we are extremely strong on our own. We should never think like this. We will be only able to accomplish something not in our own strength, but due to the mercy of Lord Balaram. So we should pray especially in Dauji for that bala, that spiritual strength, in order to continue nicely with our service. Now Lord Balaram gives especially the strength to serve. He is the greatest servant of Krishna in all five, you see, at least in all four mellows. And I wanted to read a little bit about this by going into the Appreciating Vrindavan book. Please give your attention. Lord Balaram is constantly serving Lord Krishna in every respect. In all of Krishna's incarnations and pastimes, Lord Balaram is always present serving Krishna in different forms and manifestations. In Ram Lila, Balaram serves Lord Ramachandra. As whom?
Lakshman. Lakshman.
Yes, Lakshman. In Kali Yuga, Shri Balaram spreads the Sankata movement of Sri Chaitanya as... Just to make sure that you're with us here. Lord Nityananda. Lord Balaram serves Shri Krishna and all the five rasas, from Shanta to Madhurya rasa. And now some examples. In Shantaras, Lord Balaram fulfills Sri Krishna's desires for blissful transcendental pastimes by expending himself as a holy dam of Braj Mandala. That's why we try to go barefoot, because we touch Lord Balaram. Yesterday I asked Lokanath Maharaj a question. Now, do you think that the tar streets are also an expansion of Baladev Tattva? In other words, do you think I can wear my shoes on the tar street? Please think a little bit about this. The tar is most probably exported from Agra. Imported. Yes. So, what would you think? The answer our will think then the answer our Lokanath Maharaj gave us is that anything which comes in contact with Lord Balaram gets Balaramized. That's my way of putting it, gets spiritualized, just like the iron which gets in contact with fire actually takes on fiery qualities. So the road, being in contact with the Braj dust, has also become a spiritual road. Like Prabhupada introduced the concept of a spiritual sankirtan van, a spiritual car, because it is used in service. So in Chanta Rasa, that is a neutral rasa, Lord Balaram fulfills Sri Krishna's desire for by expanding into the holy dham. All of Krishna's personal possessions, such as Krishna's crown, bed, cloth, throne, ornaments, and any other object that Krishna utilizes, are all expansions of Lord Balaram. As Krishna's cowherd friend and elder brother in Sakya Ras, Sri Balaram sometimes accepts service from Krishna after defeating him in a wrestling match. But generally, Balaram's fraternal feelings are mixed with servitude, Dasya Ras, and parental affection, Vatsalya Ras. In the mood of Vatsalya Ras, Sri Balaram sometimes protects Krishna as a parent or chastises him as the elder brother. Sometimes he says, Krishna, this is just too much what you are doing. It gets on his case. Once Lord Balaram told Subal, my dear friend, please inform Krishna not to go to Kaliya Lake today. Today is Krishna's birthday, and so I wish to go along with Mother Yashoda and bathe him. That's a parental affection. Tell Krishna he should not leave the house today. This shows how Balaram, Krishna's elder brother, took care of Krishna with parental love within the scope of fraternal affection. This is from Nectar of Devotion. Now, in the Dasya Ras, Lord Balaram often massages the muscles of Lord Krishna. The splendor of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Just a little bit, a shadow of his strength can defeat armies, like he showed sometimes. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother Krishna, still out of love for him, Balaram never leaves Krishna alone in the forest, even for a moment. I offer my prayers to Lord Balaram, the enemy of Dhenakasura. This is a quote from Rajmrita. Yeah, that's a book. Raj Vilas Sava. I made a mistake. There is a book, Rajmrita Chintamani, but it's different. Lord Balaram can expand himself into unlimited and different forms. So there is one last little pastime which I want to end this. It is very nice. It is from Purushottaraya Maharaj's beloved book, Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It is about the soul's return to Krishna. And in this little part, we can understand something which is of great importance to us. When Gop Kumar finally returns to Krishna, it is actually very intimate. Krishna embraces him and he asks, where have you been all this time? Like when you see a long friend who you know has been in awkward circumstances, has been gone a little bit, a little off, if you will tell him, where have you been so long? what's the matter with you? And you are very worried. So Krishna asks Gop Kumar, where have you been for so long? Then he simply faints. So the gopis who are around, they look at the scene. Gop Kumar stands and Krishna lies before him. And they think, most probably Gop Kumar is a terrible demon who has now slayed Krishna. And they begin to become very hostile towards Gop Kumar. But then Balaram checks immediately the scene and he tells Gop Kumar, now you have to massage Krishna and get some air, fresh air, make fresh air, so that Krishna will get up again. And this shows you Balaram in an important aspect. He brings the soul to Krishna and engages him in his service. So that's why we say the spiritual master is a representative of Lord Balaram, because he takes that function for the souls in the material world. He brings them to Krishna by giving them the instructions and also the spiritual strength. So this is a very nice point. We all come to the conclusion now of our Braj Mandal Parikrama, and we should note with great attention that this is now coming to Lord Balaram. This is our chance, so to say. Not in a very long time from now, we will be back into our services, which we do normally, and we should, of course, do it better. This Braj Mandal Parikrama has a great gift. Unwrap it, take it, and it is that you can have more spiritual strength for your different services. The Prabhupada Marathon comes now, and that will see the whole movement in many preparations. Purushottaya Maharaj has told me he will go out on the street and distribute personally. Haribo! So, he's an elderly gentleman now, he needs Balaram's mercy. Anyways, he is Achintya Vaishnav, an inconceivable Vaishnav. We will all go now, more or less soon, to our different places of service. And we are approaching Lord Balaram. Let us fall in the dust and pray for him sincerely for the spiritual strength required. Shri Balaram ki jai.